From KUWR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. There have been mass protests over police brutality and racial injustice all week. The NAACP is pushing for widespread legislative changes to law enforcement agencies across the country. KUWR's John Reed tells us that Utah lawmakers are also hopeful that change is coming.
The NAACP National Headquarters says police forces need more accountability for officers accused of excessive force and to limit racial profiling. Janetta Williams, president of the organization's Salt Lake branch, says Utah specifically needs to work on diversifying its police force and called racism a public health issue.
It affects what people have and don't have access to and the amount and quality of services they get. It affects our mental health because of its psychological toll and our need to reassert our rights.
Republican State Senator Daniel Thatcher says the NAACP asked him to help write three bills using the organization's guidelines. He says it's too early to say what exactly the bills will say or require, but police brutality and racial injustice across the country are undeniable.
I challenge you to go out and find somebody who does not believe that these issues need to be addressed. I don't believe it will take us more than a year to get these bills through.
That's pretty fast, he says, especially when compared to reforming the state's hate crime laws, which he says took about 4 years. John Reed, KUWR News.
Utah's Latinx community now accounts for 40% of COVID-19 cases in the state. The state health department announced 439 new cases of the disease today. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn said in a statement, a third of those cases are in the Bear River Health District in North Utah. They are related to an outbreak at a meat processing facility. Governor Gary Herbert also announced today that the state will not shift to a lower risk level of its pandemic response plan. Instead, most parts will stay in the yellow phase, and counties and cities in the orange or moderate risk phase will stay there too. Governor Gary Herbert has ordered flags at state facilities and public grounds to fly at half staff tomorrow to honor the death of an Ogden police officer. The Standard Examiner reports Officer Nathan Lyde died responding to a domestic abuse call. Lyde was 24 years old. Herbert offered his condolences in a statement saying that he is, quote, humbled by the love Officer Lyde showed, the service he rendered, and the sacrifice he made, end quote. Lyman's funeral service will also occur tomorrow. Salt Lake City police released body cam footage today of the officer-involved shooting of Bernardo Palacios Carbajal. On May 23rd, officers received a call about a man making threats with a gun at the Utah Village Motel in Salt Lake City. When police arrived, they ordered him to drop his weapon before chasing him. They fired more than 20 shots and killed him. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall spoke after the footage came out.
I urge expediency in this process so that everyone can get the answers that they deserve in a timely manner. Transparency and direct accountability is being demanded of police departments across this nation.
Palacios' name has come up multiple times in week-long protests here in Salt Lake City against police brutality and racial injustice. The Utah Department of Transportation says it has three new plans to tackle traffic in Little Cottonwood Canyon. It's a notoriously congested route to several of Utah's ski resorts. The plans are for more frequent bus service, a dedicated bus lane, a gondola, or a combination of all of these. The department says it wants the public to weigh in. People can submit comments on its website this coming Monday through Wednesday. President Trump wants to speed up economic development projects. So with that in mind, he signed an executive order yesterday allowing federal agencies to work around environmental regulations. From our Mountain West News Bureau, Noah Glick reports.
Take the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. That law requires any major infrastructure, energy, or natural resource project to undergo environmental impact assessments. Working around that law to get people back to work doesn't sit well with Patrick Donnelly. He's the Nevada State Director for the nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity.
That's the bedrock of environmental law. That's how we protect clean drinking water and clean air and wildlife and the climate. Without those analyses, industry's just free to do whatever they want.
Industry counters that they are eligible for exclusions to the law during times of emergency. They say the order is just an encouragement from the president to use those emergency powers. Over the next month, agencies will submit a list of priority projects to administration officials for approval under this order. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
You're listening to KUWR News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.